Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
I like that song. Counting Stars? Don't know what it is, but I like it. You never heard this song? You never listen to the radio, do you?
Never.
I do listen to like Howard or Sports Talk.
Can't tell you the last time I've listened to the radio. When I'm in charge of the radio.
Like not even Howard?
No,
you
no.
Not count
I
that
mean,
as the radio?
That's not the radio. I mean music on the radio.
Okay.
Yeah, the only time I listen to music on the radio is when my daughter wants Disney 5. Disney 5. All right. Right now we're going to go to the Ohio Business Machines Hotline, OBM. They're the preferred copier provider of course, the Cleveland Browns. They know, Matt, that every day is game day in your office. They know it. They're aware.
Game day.
They're under no illusions
None.
That it is not game day in your office.
Always.
So call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com, I guess. People would have to be listening that have big businesses that have a big need for copiers. And if they do, call Ohio Business Machines. Why not?
They're the best.
The best. They know it's game day in your office. One man who always knows when it's game day, and unfortunately he doesn't get to leave early when the games don't live up to expectations, the great Jim Donovan, the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Jim, how are you today?
I am good, Nathan. I am counting the days until we play a game that means something.
Absolutely. All right, we'll just go quickly on last night. I think the Chicago crowd may be one of the highlights of the night. But what stood out to you in a positive sense, if anything, with the Browns last night?
Well, I thought that, there were guys in there, obviously, that wanted to do big things in their last chance to try and impress the coaches. And early in the game, Jason, I thought that Josh Lentz was terrific. He made a great catch over the middle. You know, he did everything that the Browns asked him to do. Including
is that when you said he had hops?
Yeah, he had hops.
I heard it. I heard it with my own ears.
He really did. I was amazed when he got up there. And then he even played safety. I mean, gosh, yeah. I'll tell you what, that's doing everything and laying it out in front of the coaches and saying, hey, what more could I do? And I don't know if it's enough, but he was terrific in the game. I thought that Billy Winn played with a lot of fire last night, realizing what the numbers game is and how the defensive line is really probably the deepest part of the football team as we go into the regular season, and how he probably realizes that he had to play that way. And I thought he really played. I thought he was all over the field when he was in there. And, you know, Jamie Meter did Jamie Meter-type work. I mean, he just he gets in there with a lunch pail and a hard hat and does his job. I give Terrence West a lot of credit, Nathan. I thought he went in there, he played a full half, and he did everything, you know, at a very, very high tempo and did a lot of pretty good things. And as I said, I know a lot of guys were in there trying to impress people. It's tough for a kid like Darius Jennings, who obviously wanted to do an awful lot in the game. And he fumbles, and he has a penalty, you know, for grabbing a face mask on a return, and that's a tough night for a guy like that. But, you know, it was, I look back on the Browns of a week ago, last Saturday night in Tampa, and say that, you know, that's the measure that we have to look at as we get set for the Jets now, because that's the team that will play.
It definitely is, Jim, and as Nathan, myself, and the kid have gone through and created our CBD 53, one kind of quandary that we're kind of stuck in offensively is we believe that Terrell Pryor, Vince Mailey, E.J. Bibbs, we've got three players for two spots offensively, and I just like your take. Who makes the squad out of those three, out of those two spots?
Well, I guess, hey, Matt, I've been a tough sell on the Pryor thing, the whole camp, and I know that it looks as though he's going to make the team. It was interesting when they put him back there and he ran the ball. You know, he was a bigger, stronger Josh Cribbs, because they used to do the same thing with Cribbs when he was here. And he would, you know, run out of the wildcat or shotgun and you'd have the quarterback out wide and he would run the ball. I mean, that's all interesting. I mean, you know, that's a project that, you know, if they sign up for it, then it's all on them. I mean, I wouldn't, but it seems like they're, I believe that, you know, it seems as though there's a path that he makes the team. E.J. Bibbs, I thought, had a bit of a tough night last night. I thought he got blown up a couple of times when he was trying to block, but I know he did a lot of good things before that. I think he's a developmental player
Yep.
that, in the long run, might I don't know. It's tough to say, but I think in the long run, I mean, you know, I think he still needs a lot of work. Sometimes guys are great in the preseason, but when the real game starts, you know, you realize that they're a great training camp preseason guy, and I wonder a little bit if he needs a little bit more seasoning. Those are two of the guys that I would think of that, you know, seem to be in the, you know, the big decision situation. I tell you, one guy I was very puzzled by again last night was Dwayne Bowe, who just didn't seem to explode a great deal. He made the one catch, and he got hit right away on that. There was a ball down the sideline right in front of the Bears bench below the broadcast booth that, you know, he just seemed to, you know, almost, you know, a little bit more than a jog, but not, certainly not an all-out sprint. And I wonder if he's still hurt or if it's, or what's going on there. So if the best is yet to come from Dwayne Bowe, then, you know, with open arms, I would say, good, we're waiting for it.
Another wide receiver, Jim, how about Vince Maley? Is it too early to give up on him?
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, there were a couple of times, and Doug made a great point last night. I think it was on the pick six that ended up going back against Thad Lewis. You know, not that it was a great throw, but Maley kind of cut his route off a little bit. He did that in the Washington game in the first game of the preseason. He actually looked – he hustled a great deal on special teams.
I know
he's a draft choice. And you know, sometimes when you're picked by the present regime, you get a little bit more of, you know, leniency when it comes to making the team. That's really, I think, you know, if he makes it, he's probably right at that number 53 mark.
Okay, on the defensive side of the ball, Mader, Billy Winn, Tank Carter, two out of those three.
Well, I'm gonna take Meter and I'm gonna take Tank Carter. I think Tank Carter is a great special teams player, and I think you need those guys. And I can remember in Tennessee last year when he made that big play, when he blocked that punt. And I think that he's able to do that. And you know, you definitely need people that really specialize in that. So a guy like Bottomosi and a guy like Carter, and you know, they really specialize in that, and then they do a lot of other things. So I'm going to go there. I'm going to say that Billy Winn's number might be up.
And it's interesting. He played well last night, but these are the tough decisions for this team. And it's good. Last year, I don't think it was nearly this hard
to come up with the
53.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, it's funny. Billy Winn obviously knew it was a big night because we were, you know, going up the steps of the plane last night, or this morning, actually, when we got out of there.
Yeah,
and he said, hey, five tackles, two unassisted, and really all over the field. He had already put the film on in his own mind, I think.
Oh, yeah, he knew very much what he had done, and he hoped it was enough. He even said, this is where I want to be. These are the fans I want to play for, and I hope that I get the opportunity to do that. Now,
you know, Nathan, I'll tell you what, the fans really like Billy Winn.
They do.
Yeah,
we love him on this show. He's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. Hopefully he stays here. If not, hopefully he lands on his feet somewhere else and has success. The thing that concerned me the most coming out of that game last night, Jim, was the fact that that backup offensive line looked dreadful. And I know that Cam Irving didn't play, so it was, you know, line number seven on, but you need to carry seven. Do you think that that seventh lineman is here?
I don't think he's here. And you know, I thought he was here until last night, Nathan. So I was just, you know, as shocked about it as probably it sounds like you were. And I know that this is the case. It seems to be NFL-wide.
Yeah.
When you go to second offensive lines, it's slim pickings. It really is. I don't think that guy is here. I think that they will go out and take a look at what other people kind of discard, and maybe they'll find a match there. But it was, you're exactly right. I mean, when I say Terrence West ran hard at Drone and Flanders when he was in there, I think you have to keep in mind that when they got the handoff, they were in the backfield, and so were two other guys defensively in the backfield against them. I agree with you on that.
They had seven sacks, 12 tackles for loss, and seven quarterback hits on the Browns last night. It was rough.
Yeah, it was rough. It really was rough. It was a tough night to evaluate anybody like in a skill position.
Jim, as we continue to kind of construct this final 53, in your mind, where do you sit quarterback-wise? Two on the active roster, Josh McCown, Johnny Manziel. Do we acquire a practice squad quarterback somewhere else? I just want your take on the quarterback position overall going into this active 53.
I think that nowadays, Matt, I think he would like to keep just two because the roster spots are so precious. So if Manziel's a green light, you know, as far as the elbow and from what he's saying and from what other people are saying, it seems as though they have enough opinion and confidence that he is, then I say just go with two. Now, I have to tell you, I was very impressed with that kid David Fales last night.
Yeah.
That played for the Bears. And am I right, Nathan?
Yeah, he looked very good.
Filippo connection there, right?
Absolutely, from San Jose State.
Yeah, and I was impressed with him last year when he played in the last preseason game against the Browns. I thought he took the team right down the field, and you know, I thought he did some good things. I thought he really did some pretty good things again last night. And if he was available, I would say, you know, try and get him.
Jim, we appreciate the time. I know after a late night, I'm sure you want to get a little bit of rest today and get ready, as the cut's going to be a lot of news coming out. We appreciate time, and I had a fun time calling that game with you yesterday, because at time the action on the field wasn't necessarily what you were looking for, but it was still a good time all in all.
Well, I cannot wait for a week from Sunday when it's for real, and what a place to open up at MetLife Stadium against a brand new coach with the Jets, and just the Jets anyway. I mean, that's going to be a great opener, a huge game for the Browns, who have had such a problem winning the opener. So let's hope everything goes in the right direction for them.
We certainly will. The voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, our guest here. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.